On today's episode of Bed Bath & Beyond, Andy and Ian talk March Madness, we talk NFL trades, and then we talk more NFTs. I try to buy Top Shot packs on air, and we end with Lil Nas X putting blood in his shoes. You're not going to want to miss it.
3, 2, 1,
go.
I am Ian
Peacock. And I am Andy Heidemann, and I hate sports betting.
No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 tonight.
Welcome to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Brought to you by B3TSports.com.
I'm Andy Heidemann.
No, you're not. want to be Andy Heidemann.
At least say who you are, Andrew. Here's the thing. We used to start this podcast off by saying who we were. I'd say, I'm Ian. And you'd say, you're Andrew.
We're 60 fucking episodes in. If people listen to now.
I say Andrew all the time on this podcast. I say Andrew or Andy probably over under 15 times an episode. Andrew,
I'll take the under on that.
You never say my name. So here's what happens.
Fine. We can do that. If you really want to do this, we can do this.
People who listen to the podcast, maybe around episode 30, they are like, okay, I know that the guy who's an idiot is named Andrew, but I have no idea who the host's name of the show is. They have no idea who I am. Andrew.
Run it back.
Okay.
You're Andrew. I'm Charles.
Just don't. Now you're just adding a whole new complicated layer for absolutely no reason. Absolutely.
Oh, there's reason. I'm feeling the vinegar today. I'm feeling the fire. I'm combative.
Good. Maybe we'll have a good episode. Okay.
As if we don't have good episodes when now, you know what, whatever. Get into it. What are you going to say?
Okay. Well, first thing I want to touch on is that you're no longer in last place in the B3T sports bracket, which means you might not have to take the SATs.
Correct. Although the guy who is in last has Baylor winning it all, which I could actually see happening.
Right. That's Matt Lack, who's a B3T sports blogger. And he was actually on one of our episodes talking about NBA.
Yeah, a basketball episode.
Yeah, ranking current NBA players. Great episode. If you haven't listened to it, go back and search for guest Matt Lack and you'll find it. But yes, he's in last, but he has Baylor going all the way. So if they do, you're fucked, right? I have Baylor going to the Final Four, so I'm feeling pretty good about it. I also have Michigan going to the Final Four, I believe.
But you don't have Michigan winning at all.
I do not. I'm banking. So I think I'm safe because either I feel like you're going to be in last or Matt Lack is going to be in last. I feel like, and even, by the way, I have Gonzaga winning the whole tournament, and that's still a very likely possibility.
Yeah, no, I would say so. I mean, like Gonzaga looks pretty damn good. I mean, they're going to destroy USC. I'm pretty confident Michigan's going to destroy UCLA.
Okay, so here's the thing. So I was watching. Did you watch the UCLA-Alabama game last night?
Yeah, I did. Alabama. Okay, so Alabama missed a ton of free throws.
I think they shot 50%.
I think it was worse. I think they were like 12 for like, maybe it was 12 for 24. Maybe it was 50%. It was really bad.
Bad. Awful. Very bad.
Which sucks because they had a fucking, stunner's chance after fucking, Alabama hit a fucking three from the logo to tie it up. Then they got routed in overtime.
That was awesome. That was awesome because they had a chance to put the game away. Like, I want to say like 12 seconds left or something. And they had two free throws and they had a chance not to put the game away, but to go on top, right? To take the lead. The dude missed both of his free throws. Alabama, so I believe I don't know his name, but he was rocking the number one. Look, you can't rock the number one on a jersey and miss two free throws in a row clutch time. You just can't do it.
Do you think one is the best number you can get on a jersey?
Well, it depends on the sport, Andrew. It depends on the sport. Oh, I know. I want to say we've one is, I mean, one across the board, across sports, is a pretty important number. In basketball, I like zero in basketball. Obviously, you can't have zero in certain sports like football, or I don't even know if you can have it in baseball. But
I don't know either. I don't know enough about baseball to dispute it though. So let's just start saying, yeah, you
can. But zero in basketball looks fucking tight. I'm looking at you, Russell Westbrook. I fucking love it.
Russ. Okay. Do you like the double zero?
No, I do not like the double zero. You don't like the double zero.
Do you like the double X? Zero?
The double zero looks fucking stupid because I don't understand how it's any different from a regular zero.
Double to zero. I don't know. I have no idea. Somebody just wanted to be different.
But one across the board is a pretty important fucking number. Think of Cam Newton, Andrew. Think of your boy Cam.
It's a funny story, actually. In Auburn, he was number two, and he wanted number two when he came into the league. But I don't remember who had – somebody on Carolina had it, and I think it was an insignificant – well, I shouldn't say insignificant. It was
probably the punter. Not,
it was like a punter or like a kicker. Somebody had two, and they wouldn't give it to him, so he had to go with one.
Damn, dude. Imagine you are the number one draft pick. You've won the Heisman. You've won the
– won a natty title.
National title. You were picked one overall, and you get to the fucking – Carolina Panthers training camp, and you're like, hey man, maybe you've heard of me, I'm Cam Newton, is it cool if I have your number, like I'll pay it off of you or whatever, like, well, I'm sure we can work something out,
right? And he just got paid too, you know, like
this fucking scrawny punter just being like, no, fuck off.
Dude, and like, dude, and here's the thing, Cam Newton's rookie year, arguably one of his best years in the league.
Oh yeah,
I mean, he did the rookie thing. It was also his career high in interceptions. He threw fucking 17 of them. But he threw 21 touchdowns. He fucking threw for over 4,000 yards, which he'd never done again at all through his fucking career. I don't know. Let me look this up. How many rushing yards or rushing touchdowns did he have?
His rookie year?
Yeah, let me see. 2011.
Nine.
14 rushing touchdowns.
Jesus Christ, that's
for
a lot.
For 706 yards.
That's a lot.
He had a total of 35 touchdowns and 4,700 total yards.
Damn. Okay, so let's go back to March
basketball.
Back to March Madness. Bama loses to UCLA. If they just had made their fucking free throws, they could have won that game. Here's the thing. I could see UCLA upsetting Michigan, Andrew. I'm sorry. I could see it.
Okay, look at Michigan's wins though. I mean, like, okay, LSU is pretty all right. I mean, like, they weren't bad, but I mean, like, I feel like Michigan has played commanding basketball at least. I don't think UCLA is I don't know.
I'm pretty confident. Michigan's sus, okay? I've said it all tournament, and obviously I've been wrong up until now because Michigan is in the Elite Eight. But just mark my words, Michigan's been sus. And I even have Michigan going to the Final Four. So it is beneficial for me for them to win.
You know what I'm feeling between you and me right now? If Michigan makes Final Four and so does Gonzaga, I'll take Michigan if you take Gonzaga on a shotgun bet.
I like that. Oh, I like that a lot.
But it's like only if Michigan wins. I'm not doing this bullshit. Because Gonzaga should win. If Gonzaga loses to USC, that's a big upset. If Michigan loses to UCLA, I would say that's probably an upset too. But I mean, I don't think people are touting Michigan like they are Gonzaga, right?
I have DraftKings up. Michigan is a 7-point favorite against UCLA on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Gonzaga is a 9-point favorite USC. Tuesday night. Gonzaga's the first game. Michigan and UCLA is the second game on Tuesday. And obviously, those listening right now will know the results. But currently, it's halftime. Houston is beating Oregon State 34-17. And if you want to live bet it, 18-point spread.
If Houston wins the natty, I'll be so pissed.
Fucking, what's his name? My brother, but I'm trying to remember his B3T sports blogger's name. Shadow Hedging. He has Houston, I believe, going to the Final Four. I was like, what the fuck?
I did
that's
not.
That's kind of right. Sneaky.
Honestly, I had my finals were Michigan, Ohio State, and I was like, as soon as Ohio State lost, I'm like, I am fucked.
Arkansas, Baylor later tonight. I mean, Baylor should kick Arkansas's ass. I will be very surprised if Arkansas gives up.
If Arkansas beats Baylor, I'll be so happy because that means that Matlack will lose.
Yeah, if Baylor loses tonight, Matlack is taking the SATs, which, by the way, he said that he's not taking. He said he'll take. Yeah, look, you can call it. Listen, we need to call him out in Slack because there's a very real possibility that he loses, and we need to make sure he takes that test.
Why wouldn't he take it?
He said he's not going to waste his time.
That's not a waste of time. That's an educational experience.
I mean, that's the whole fucking point. That's the punishment. You think punishment is going to be a good thing? You think
the waste of time is the whole point, and specifically the point, because he doesn't even have to pay for it. We're paying for it. The people who are playing are paying for it.
You just have to waste time. You just have to spend your time.
Now, like, and it can't even be, like, what does the SAT take you? Like, 3 hours?
I think it's a whole fucking day, dude.
No, and hold on.
I think so. I mean, granted, it's been a while since I took them. I remember it taking the entire Saturday. Like, it was a soul-sucking 8-hour,
no.
You might as well be in school day.
The SAT clocks in at 3 hours, and then in parentheses, 3 hours and 15 minutes with breaks. And if you choose to sign up for the optional essay, the SAT takes 3 hours and 50 minutes to complete.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Or 4 hours and 5 minutes with break. But he doesn't even have to take the essay.
No, you don't have to take the essay. Just the two, what is it, the math and the English, whatever.
My thing would be, because we had two, he's taking the SAT, first of all. but what I would like to say is, if you don't take the SAT, we're going to make you do the fucking Pancake House, and you're going to have to do the NFL Combine. You have to do them both, and back to back. You start Pancake House, and then you're doing your fucking 40, and you're doing your push-up or your bench press. You're doing your vertical. That's just what it is. Those are the rules.
Yeah, we need to make sure that we're all on the same page in our Slack group. Yo, Matlack, you got to take the SATs. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, I mean, like, were we not clear? Were the rules unclear?
We were very clear, and he definitely got the message, but secretly was like, I'm not taking them if I lose.
By the way, did you see, like, everyone has, like, a team name bracket? You had yours as SMA all day.
Yeah, suck my ass.
Yeah, Matlack just named his Matlack. Other people don't have names in theirs. I just named mine yesterday.
Johnny Walks has the best one.
Hannah Palmer Perfect.
100%, 100 emoji.
Mine is Michigan Please God.
Yeah, dude, you're not tied, but you're in second to last. I'm in third to last. And here's the thing. Alec and Johnny Walks, Alec, our data analyst, and Johnny Walks, our B3T sports blogger, they're tied for third.
Okay? Yeah. I mean, they fluctuated the whole thing, though. I mean, there were times when they were tied for seventh.
They forgot to fill the fucking bracket out, and they're tied for third, which is such horseshit. But I can't even see who they picked.
But again, though, to me, it's funny because I can't see who they pick either. But if they do happen to get last, I mean, like, they both have to take the SAT. That's double funny.
That would be hilarious. Right. But like we said before, Alec would probably enjoy it.
Alec probably would enjoy it. He's going to text us later. And he's going to be like, I resent that, and I fucking hate you both. It's like, that's 3 hours and 15 minutes with breaks out of my day.
Damn, dude. Yeah. Fucking shadow hedging.
And we got to get proof, too. Like, whoever takes it, like, they got to show us that they passed or whatever, like, right? Like, how do
they got to show us their score. I mean, we have to, like,
right, that's the whole point. We got to get their score.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're going to have to take it because if they put up a goose egg, we know they never showed up.
That's true. God, is it? Imagine getting one.
Imagine being in a room full of
they're gonna be like 17, 16. Like, what are you doing about taking the SAT? Why? I lost at March Madness.
I feel like if I had to do it, I would not try to look old. I would try to look as young as possible.
To me,
I would shave. I would, like,
you already look super young.
Well, that's why I would try to just look as I would try to blend in like 21 Jump Street.
Oh, I have to say that an added mechanic to this next year might be a loser has to take the SAT, but you can get out of it, but you have to film yourself and you have to get kicked out of the SAT. That's acceptable. You either have to show us your score or you have to get kicked out of the SAT.
Oh my God. Godspeed. Jesus Christ. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll keep people posted, I guess, throughout the episode here, like what Houston's doing. But
I mean, it really won't matter because if Baylor loses, Matlack has to take it. We'll know tonight if Baylor loses.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
So now okay. What? Well, I want to talk about Sammy Watkins.
Oh, sure. NFL, hell yeah.
Listen, it happened right after we recorded our last episode. I'm pretty sure we didn't talk about this. If we've already talked about it, then I feel like an idiot.
We talked about the potential of him going, but...
But it wasn't official, right?
No, it wasn't. He just visited.
Exactly. So it is official now. Sammy Watkins is going to the Ravens. The Ravens finally have, I guess, their wide receiver that we've been looking for during free agency. Tried Juju. Tried Galladay. Honestly, I don't even really think Galladay was
in our
reach. He wasn't in our reach. Juju definitely was in our reach, and he chose a pay cut.
See, it's weird to me. I think that's also like a... That's interesting to me, Juju taking the pay cut. We talked all about that. But also, it's a divisional rival. So usually it's really polarizing, I think, for a lot of guys, especially guys who are free agents for the very first time. You know, he's played for Pittsburgh his whole career. He seems to like it there. They kind of let him do what he wants to do. And for not only another team, but a team in their division to say, come on, play for us. That's, you're either going to be like, hell yeah, I want to do that, or absolutely not.
Yeah, I said this when we talked about it last time. You can't put a price tag sleeping in your own bed, going into the building, working for the same people that you're comfortable with. I think that it's priceless. And Pat McAfee even confirmed it on his podcast when he was talking about Juju because, and again, I didn't even listen to that podcast when I had my take on this podcast. I just know from experience, from being a human being, I want to sleep in my own bed. I want familiarity. So moving to a different franchise, moving to a different team with a new quarterback, with a new head coach, with a new owner, with a new city, it's just a lot. And obviously people do it all the time in the NFL, but there's a good reason to just stay put if you're comfortable. And then we also talked about him having a career in pro gaming, esports, and maybe he doesn't want to do football for that long. Who knows?
My thing with Sammy Watkins signing, I mean, are you, first of all, as a fan, are you happy with it?
Yeah, I am. I mean, and as long as he stays healthy, I think he'll make a great addition to the team. I mean, if you think about it, we got Sammy, and then you got Hollywood Brown. We got a couple really good tight ends. Nick Boyle should be healthy. Obviously, Andrews is the main target. And we have Miles Boykin and Prochet. These are like, it's a scrappy bunch, but I like the addition
scrappy
of Sammy.
Scrappy bunch.
It is. They're scrappy.
I think Sammy is a good piece to have, especially if he's healthy. If he plays all 17, he's probably worth the money. He hasn't played all the games in a season for, I don't think, 2 years.
It's funny that you just said, if he plays all 17.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure they've made it official.
Yeah, 17 game season.
Right. This is new, right? This is breaking news.
Well, I don't know about breaking. We knew it was coming.
This is actually official, I feel like. I saw it on Twitter yesterday, maybe even this morning, and I think it's official.
To me, the weirdest thing about a 17 game season is no more 8-8. A team will not be able to end 500.
That is weird. That is weird. I like that, though.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
You're either bad or good.
I'm surprised that they didn't, like the Players Association, meaning I'm surprised that they didn't fight for another bye week.
So for me, that starts to, I wondered that too, but I haven't read anything on this, but my personal opinion is adding another bye week also mean like you're already adding a week to your actual because you gotta remember the NFL, you work like there's like what is it 28 weeks of the years when you're quote unquote working. I mean you got off you have off-season workouts and stuff, but you got a pretty good chunk in there, kind of like teachers, you know, where you're in the summer and you're not doing your job, right?
Right.
But, you know, you're like, okay, now we have an extra week. Oh, and then let's add another bye week. You're adding half a month to your, you know, how many weeks you're working. And I think that they know that down the road they're going to be adding another week probably in the next 5-6 years just because that's what the NFL fucking does.
More money, baby.
Right. And I'm assuming the players are keeping that in their pocket to be like, okay, you have to add another bye week now. Absolutely, 100%, without a doubt, you have to add another bye week now. Last time we didn't do it. I'm assuming it's just for future bargaining.
Like, don't even worry about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so... But again, I'm pretty sure it's official. It was obviously speculated that it was going to happen, but I think now it's official. The 2021, right? The 2021 NFL season will be a 17-game season.
Let's see. What other NFL news we have? Oh, yeah. The Niners, the Dolphins, and the Eagles.
Big trade.
Crazy shit. Yeah.
Big trades concerning the upcoming draft and the picks. I believe the 49ers now have the 3rd overall pick.
Yep. So they traded the 12 overall pick and something else.
Tua.
The Niners traded the 12th overall pick and something else to the Dolphins. And the Dolphins sent over. No. Jimmy G is the guy. Didn't you hear?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of people are speculating that number 3 overall pick might be used for Mac Jones.
If it's for Mac Jones, I kill myself. I think football is over, and I think I'm not going to watch. If they traded up like that for Mac Jones, I'm done.
That would be like the Bears trading up for Mitch Trubisky. I'm pretty sure it was the 3rd pick, too.
No, here's the funny thing. Again, I will say this till I'm blue in the face, and we've had this conversation. If you have a guy that is your guy, you got to go get him. But with Mitch Trubisky... And everybody's like draft predictions, he was at least above Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. The only thing was they traded up to get him faster. So like that's where the blunder is. Mac Jones is not ahead of fucking anybody. You're trading up for Mac Jones.
Bro, they
you
just
got
won
serious
the national,
problems.
Bro, they just won the national championship. The national
title.
You're talking about a national title
they
winning
also,
quarterback.
They also have two of the best wide receivers in football on that team. Again, Mac Jones is talented at the college level, but have you ever seen a picture of Mac Jones without a shirt on in the locker room? Did you see that viral picture?
He looks like a hamburger.
Yeah, no, he definitely looks like a hamburger. I love that. And not
he
my
looks
QB.
Like a bag of milk. He looks like just a bag of milk, dude. There's no toning, no definition at all in his body. He looks like a regular college frat guy.
Now, Tom Brady didn't look like an athlete either. But I don't think I'm not going to look at a guy who looked like Tom Brady and go, hey, that's the characteristic I'm looking for. Because if Tom Brady, even like, you know, if you could erase history and do it all again, it's not he even in today's NFL, he's not going. You know what I mean? He's going at 199. That's just how it is.
Yeah. And Mitch Trubisky is going number 2. I said number 3. I'm pretty sure he was 2 overall. Mitch Trubisky, 2 overall. That's what the Bears traded up to get him, I believe, in 2017.
Did you know Jordan Love was a first-round draft pick last year?
He was. And who is that again?
The fucking backup for Aaron Rodgers now.
Yes, I know. He's completely like hidden. He's wearing the invisibility cloak from Harry Potter.
No one,
I don't like, honestly, I don't even know what he looks like. I just know that he's on the bench. But you know what? I mean, that's kind of what Aaron Rodgers had to do when he was drafted by the Packers and Brett Favre was still the quarterback.
Yeah, but when Rodgers was drafted, Brett Favre was on his way out. When Love was drafted, they had just come off a fucking NFC championship game.
Yes, but
I don't know.
Aaron Rodgers isn't young. You know, he's in his
late
30s. So
he's 37. I think like what bothers me the most, I think, is just that they're preparing for the future. Like they don't have a present. Like there are teams that like right now, the Eagles have 3 first round picks next year and they have the 12 right now. They're probably not going to be good this year. They know that they're preparing for the future. And if they're selling stuff out to do that, I'm like, yeah, good. That's the Eagles. That's what you should be doing right now. If the Packers were anything like that, and they've kind of shown that in their draft strategy, I'm upset because, and I'd be upset if I were on that team. You have a chance for Super Bowls right now. And you're just like, but what about tomorrow? Right?
Yeah. I mean, trust me, their draft last year made no sense. They needed some wide receivers. And in the 2020 draft, when it was arguably the most heavy wide receiver class in years, recent history, they got a quarterback for their first round. Then they got like a fullback and then running back. Like, it was bizarre.
And the worst part, they just extended Aaron Jones. Like, Aaron Jones got an extension and he is now their running back one. Like, AJ Dillon is definitely the RB2, without a doubt the RB2. So they spent the second round pick on a backup and their first round pick on a backup, and yeah, they were in the NFC championship 2 years in a row now. And to make things worse, their coaching decision doesn't feel good either, because the last time they lost it because they wouldn't let Aaron Rodgers throw the ball on 4th and 3. They kicked a field goal.
Yep. Totally agreed. So. And they didn't get a wide receiver. So sorry, Packers fans.
Right. But if you're listening to me, I was saying the Eagles have the number 12 pick. They had the number 6 pick until the fucking Dolphins took that 12 that they got from the Niners and then flipped it for the 6. The Dolphins are playing, the front office is fucking playing 4D chess. It's amazing.
I'm sure Johnny Walks is loving it right now. He should.
The only thing they make.
They're not even going to make the playoffs. They're not going to make the playoffs.
You really think they're not going to make the playoffs?
I really don't. I don't think Tua's the guy.
I don't think Tua's the guy either, but would you bet it?
Right now? I'd have to see. Because here's the thing. I made a bet last season on the Bears not making the playoffs.
And it was a ride, though.
Listen, and in all realities, that shouldn't have been a thing. The Bears making the 2020 NFL playoffs should never have happened. Never. But of course, the NFL slid in 2 extra wild card spots. Here you go, boys. Like, here you go. Here's some 2 extra wild card spots per conference. And the fucking Cardinals, all they had to do was fucking win one of their last 2 games and they fucking choked. And the Bears somehow fell backwards as an 8-8 team into the playoffs with an extra wild card spot. That is the only reason they made it. I lost the bet. I had to buy a fucking hoodie for a guy in our fantasy league. And I was really mad about it. So no, I'm not going to make a bet that the Dolphins cannot make the playoffs next year. Because you know what? They can do exactly what the Bears did. Bad teams, I guess, can make the playoffs in the NFL. Like, the good teams only making the playoffs days in the NFL are over because they added an extra spot. And the fact that you can make the fucking league playoffs as an 8-8 team is ridiculous.
Well, so that's the thing. I'm wondering now with 17 games, how if there's going to be less quote unquote bad teams in the, because you can't go 8-8. You're going to either be 8-9 or 9-8, which means you will have a winning or losing record. I wonder how the math works out if you're able to make the playoffs at 8-9. There's going to be a lot of mad people.
Yeah, well, I mean, it'll probably help because there have been teams to go 7-9 and get the wild card.
Yeah.
It has happened. So, I mean, fuck me. But
I'm thinking, like, I mean, they got the Bills and the Patriots should be better than they were last year, but I don't know how by how much. I mean,
I hope so because they spend a shit ton of money and getting a bunch of really good players from free agency. Literally the first week of free agency, the Pats dominated the headlines. Hunter Henry, Aguilar? They get Aguilar?
Yeah. They got Aguilar. They
re-signed Cam.
Henry and Jonnu Smith.
Yep.
You know, it'd be interesting. Obviously, with the Niners getting the number 3 overall pick, they're probably going for a QB. They've come out and said, hey, like, Jimmy G is our guy. They said specifically, he's our starter this year. Which, you know, wink, wink, if things start to go poorly and whoever they fucking pick who's not Mac Jones starts looking good in practice, then,
Wilson?
Zach Wilson looked great at his pro day.
He had a fucking amazing phenomenal throw. That thing was so pretty. I watched it like 5 times in a row.
I would think it would be interesting with Shanahan specifically as the play caller for the 49ers. He's so like gifted when it comes to running offenses. If they traded Cam for Jimmy Garoppolo and whatever else needs to be involved in that, you know, Jimmy G goes back to the Patriots, and you got Bill who's like, oh, fuck yeah, my boy. And then you got Shanahan with a guy like Cam on a short year deal. They get out of their contract for Jimmy G, right? Because he's got it's pretty expensive and it spans a couple of years. And then they still draft a quarterback just to sit by and Cam, learn the offense, and then you can cut him for no money at the end of the season. You've got a starter the year after next.
Where did you hear? Did you just come up with this theory, this yes. theoretical trade?
I did.
Okay. Okay, that's why it sounds so fucking crazy. Gotcha.
Why? Why is that crazy?
Because they just re-signed Cam. Like, I don't see
yeah,
them.
Yeah, but
like,
you, but you, if he likes, I mean, like, their pick, I think, what, 15? The Patriots, they're not going to get a solid starting QB that they want, like, unless they get lucky. And they always liked Jimmy G. I mean, they wanted Jimmy G all those years ago. They were upset when Tom basically made them trade him. If he still likes him, that is, I think that could be something that actually works.
Why wouldn't you, if you were the Patriots and you knew during the 2020 season that you didn't have your quarterback, whether it was Stidham, whether it was Cam Newton, you knew you had to get another quarterback. And you saw Jimmy G also not like losing his starting job, you know, why wouldn't you make a trade then? Why would
well,
they wait
Jimmy
so
G
far?
Technically, which Jimmy G technically didn't like lose his job. He remember he had that foot injury and he was out
yeah,
for like eight
yeah,
games. So I
was,
mean, like that's yeah, there was no yeah. way if you're the Pats and you call them, you're like, I want to talk to your guy who you're thinking about not playing. They'll just say, well, we're not. It's not that we don't want to play him. He's hurt. He can't play. You know, you have no leverage there. You'd have to like give the moon to get Jimmy Hansen back. But
we'll
now they have the number three pick. Everyone knows he's out.
I think you're fucking crazy. But
put a poll, Johnny.
Okay. Are you ready to play our trivia game?
I'm half ready.
Half ready meaning?
I'm ready to guess.
Oh my God! You don't have a play with me, do you?
No, I don't.
Andrew, you have one job when
that
it comes.
That is so not
listen,
true.
No, you have one job when you come to recording this podcast. We used to do 5 points. I said, Andy, come to the recording time with 5 points to talk about for the podcast episode. You couldn't even do that for a continuous basis. So now we said, just the player. Just get a player that we can quiz each other on because. The game that's sweeping the nation, if you don't get this player, you got to go fuck yourself, has been super popular, and we're going to play it every single episode, so you need to know who you're going to be bringing to the table.
All right, next episode, I'll have two.
Okay. Yay.
It's like credit.
Yay for
extend
me.
Extend a line of credit to me.
That means that I have two chances to go fuck myself, I guess.
Exactly.
Fun. Okay. So, I'll go first.
I'm ready.
You fuck. Okay.
What?
This is an NFL player.
Good.
Yes. He was drafted in 2012.
Okay.
In the third round.
Okay.
He is an 8-time Pro Bowler.
Mm-hmm.
Does
he play defense?
Well, this next question will give you that answer. He was the NFL passer rating leader for a season and
okay
also a passing touchdown leader for a season
passing touchdown and okay
and passer okay. rating he led the league for a whole season in passer rating and passing touchdowns not the same season but two separate seasons
okay and he has 8 Pro Bowls
8 Pro Bowls He has one ring. Who am I talking about?
Oh, that's a great, great question. So he's obviously a quarterback, passing touchdowns. But he was drafted in 2012.
Third round.
Is he still in the league?
He is still in the league.
Okay. I would say, I don't know. Let me think. He has one ring.
He has one ring.
But has he been to two Super Bowls?
He has been to two Super Bowls.
Did he get picked off in one of them?
He did.
Is it Russell Wilson?
He did, yes.
Yeah, okay. It
was Russell Wilson.
Wisconsin, baby.
And NC State. And NC State.
And but, you don't want to do them dirty.
But my last hint, if you didn't get
if it. If it got that bad.
If it did get that bad, was he's never gotten an MVP vote.
That would have given it away 100%.
Even though he's led the league in passing touchdowns and passing ratings, and he's been in the Pro Bowl 8 times. So if he was drafted in 2012, and what are we, in 2021 now, and he's been 8 Pro Bowls, I think that means he's only missed 1 year going to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, that's
pretty insane.
Yeah.
Right?
When I asked you if he played offense or defense, I thought you were trying to give me Luke Kuechly.
Oh, no. RIP.
Let me see. Let me double check here. I think he's been to... Oh, he's only been to 7 Pro Bowls.
Was it every single
year?
But
he was also...
Like, how many seasons has he played? I would imagine...
That's actually a good question. I mean...
He's kind of had a short career.
4, 5, 6, 7. He played 8. 8 seasons.
Oh, so he missed one.
He missed one, and he was injured. There's one of these games. Like, he only played 10 games in 2016 because he was injured. But that dude was a crazy man. I'm glad he retired before he died, but I'm sad he retired because, you know. I mean, if he'd have died a Panther, that's a legend.
I wonder what he's doing.
He works in the Panthers front office in scouting.
Does he?
Yes, defensive scouting.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, good for him. That's actually very cool.
I would like for him to eventually move into a coaching role. That would be sick because he was like, everyone said that, I mean, obviously I'm a Panthers fan, but everyone says that the way that he played the game was just so, it was like Tom Brady of defense. It was crazy how he just read it. And he watched more film than almost anybody. So I think he'd be great as a coach, but I just, obviously they're not going to give him the keys to the city, you know, like year one, year two.
I went back to just check which year Russell Wilson didn't make the Pro Bowl, and it was 2016. So literally from 2012 to 2015, so the year he was drafted to 2015, he's made the Pro Bowl, didn't make the Pro Bowl in 2016, and then has made the Pro Bowl every single year since then.
What did his rookie season look like?
I don't know. But
I could tell you here.
But he made all the Pro Bowl
games. He had 26 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. He threw only for 3,000 yards, but I mean, that's not atrocious. I mean, what is he rushing or receiving? He rushed for 500 yards, another 4 touchdowns. That's pretty good.
I guess we,
for a rookie, that's good.
I guess we're giving him a Pro Bowl then for that.
Yeah, I would give him a Pro Bowl for that. Well, because the other thing is, Pro Bowls aren't just I feel like too many people make the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, it's, well, that's kind of what I was implying, is like, I guess just give him a Pro Bowl. It's kind of like a participation trophy.
I mean, like, obviously there's some people who will never win a Pro Bowl, but or make a Pro Bowl, but
fun fact.
What else?
Russell Wilson is part owner of the Seattle Sounders MLS team.
Is he now? LeBron just bought part of the Red Sox, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. That's
insane.
Mahomes, I'm pretty sure, owns part of the Kansas City Royals.
I'd believe that. There are two North American... Well, there's a North American League of Legends player and a Korean League of Legends player who, when their contracts came due last year and the year before, they re-upped and they were like, also, I want a percentage of the team that I'm playing for. And they fucking, I don't know if the rules just allow it, but they were buying percentages of their own fucking team. Isn't that weird?
That is weird, but I like it.
I did too. I mean, it's, you're putting stake into like your own ability. Because if you're doing well, then I mean, you'll make more money, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
my tabs are fucking on my Google. It's Russell Wilson stats, Luke Kuechly stats. Average SAT time.
Oh my God.
What else you got? You got anything you want to talk about sports related?
Not sports related, but outside the world of sports.
If you say NFTs, I'm fucking out of here.
Okay, Andrew, when are you going to get into NFTs? What's it going to take to get you into the world of NFTs?
When football does what Top Shot's doing, then I will get into NFTs.
That is pretty cool. I'll admit, that is pretty cool. However, I think that you should get into NFTs right now.
Are there penny NFTs?
Don't you owe me? Hold on. Don't you owe me a Top Shot pack? Don't you? Didn't we make a bet and I get a Top Shot pack? I'm pretty sure, right?
Well, so here's the thing. I think so, but I don't know. Well, I just fucking Googled NFT. God damn it. Top Shot.
I'm pretty sure you owe me a Top Shot pack for losing a bet.
Are these available to purchase now?
I don't think so. Hold on. Double check.
I'm looking right now.
Because they have been sold out for the longest time. And
Marketplace. Come on. So there is. I don't want that. I want packs. Yeah. Show me packs. Comment. It says now available. It says now available. I click it. Join. Oh, it's joint pre-order. Only one pack per person. Multiple accounts are not allowed. So I can join the pre-order drop right now.
Okay.
I clicked it. It says, I'm not a robot. What is this? You are now in line. I have to sit here?
What do you mean?
Users, number of users in line ahead of you, 65,662.
So wait, what is that? Would you have
I'm in a queue right now to purchase Top Shot
Pack. Oh, look, I see this. Yeah. Are you in a common pack?
Yeah, I am. But it says you can put your email and they'll notify me when it's available.
Okay, you owe me one. I will send you my wallet. I have a wallet. And what you're going to do is when you get the pack, you're just going to send me what you got in the wallet.
Why don't I just... Oh, okay.
Hold on,
I got to put my email in it. Notify me by email. We will send you an email containing a link to your place in line and another email when it is time for you to return to the line. Emails may be delayed, moved, or to your spam folder, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So hopefully I don't miss that. Because if I do, I'm going to have to do this all over again. This is way more of a punishment than buying you the pack. I'd rather just Venmo you.
No, see, like, that's too easy. See, when you make a bet and you say, I'll bet you a Top Shot pack, you have to get the Top Shot pack.
All right, deal. I will give you everything in there unless I get the LeBron no-look shot.
No. That is mine. That is mine. And if I ever sell it, I will give you half if I ever sell it.
I might just sell it in general.
No, Andrew, I need I need three cards. Come in that pack. I want three cards sent to my wallet.
I am curious now, like, if, because I'm in a line, right, and they're going to send me an email. But I wonder if I'm only going to be, I think it said only one pack per person, right?
I think so, yeah.
Fuck, what if I want two?
Then you have to buy.
To get back in line.
Yeah, you'd have, I guess, dude. I've never bought from Top Shot. I use Nifty Gateway for all my art crypto addiction.
Can't believe I'm about to get into the fucking NFT game because of a bet.
Dude, honestly, you're going to get into it eventually. At least you can say you're still... We're still so early in the NFT game.
Yeah,
sure, a lot of people know...
NBA sucks.
Okay, but a lot of people know what NFTs are. Fucking SNL just did a skit. Over the weekend on NFTs. It's actually pretty funny. But a lot of people know what NFTs are. However, no one really owns NFTs. So, like, I can only name one person that I personally know in my friend group that owns NFTs alongside me. And that is a
It's about to be three.
Yeah. So even though the NFT market is exploding right now and everyone's hearing those three letters put together, NFTs, the actual amount of people that own NFTs are still very significantly small.
Send me, what is it, Nifty Gateway? I will look at it today. That's what I will do. I promise you nothing. I will look at it today and I might make a purchase. Maybe.
So, okay, that's great. Now, have you heard of Beeple?
No.
You don't know who Beeple is?
Well, I've heard you talk about it, but...
See, like, that's insane to me because literally this guy is the most popular NFT artist there out there. He sold a painting, or a, I guess a NFT, NFT, on Christie's. That's you know what Christie's call them. Is? Christie you know what Christie's is? No, Christie's. Corpus Christi. It's Christie's. The auction house, Andrew, where they...
Christie, like, the Republican.
For $69 million. Nice. I know.
No.
Yes. $69 million. If you own a Beeple, you will get six figures guaranteed. 100%.
Yeah, but how do you get it? You have to buy it.
Right, but through drawings. So what he does is, like, he the past two Beeple drawings, you follow him on Twitter, and he says, hey, there's this website called Maker's Place. He's like doing, I guess, like a promotion with them. Sign up, get your email verified with your account information. Make sure you have it all set up. And when I tell you to go over there and bid, you do it. So literally over the weekend, he said, hey, if I were you, I'd make sure I'd have a Maker's Place account all set up. So a lot of people did. Then he tweeted like a couple hours later and said, hey, you have 20 minutes to enter a drawing to win one of my art pieces. And 7,000 people, only 7,000, which is crazy.
I mean, those are great odds.
Great odds because there were seven pieces. And so seven people won out of the 7,000 who entered, and they were $7. So if you won the drawing, all you had to do was pay $7 for his artwork. You literally, all of a sudden, are now worth at least $325,000. And I know this because someone who won immediately flipped it that day for $325,000.
That's interesting. I will look. I promise you that for the next episode. And not only that, I'm now curious about this fucking pre-order of this Top Shot thing. Because I'm getting a common path, but I don't know what could be in there. I don't know. Can I even get something that's worth actual money?
I don't know about Top Shot. To me, Top Shot is a little gimmicky because, look, there are a shit ton of NFTs out there, from collectibles to art pieces to Top Shot collectible cards, basically trading cards for the NBA. There's a lot of shit out there. Meaning you can spend your money on a lot of shit that really won't be worth a lot in the future. So you actually have to do your due diligence and put money into artists or collectibles, or if you're in Top Shot, getting those rare moments that not everyone... It's all about scarcity, right? It's all going to be about scarcity. And
I just want to know when the world moves over to a currency, just units. We're not... No dollars.
Decentralized. No.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, when's it all going to be like an intergalactic fucking currency?
It's going to be very soon. I would say within the next 5 to 10 years. Because
that's
Bitcoin...
super soon.
I know, because Bitcoin continues to go on the rise. A Bitcoin is, last I checked, worth $50,000. It was worth $60,000, and then it dropped a little, and I think it's recovering. But literally, we are working on... We, as in, like, the whole space, all of us in this space... are working towards this decentralized platform. Like, you're not going to use dollars. You're not going to use Bank of America
or any
dollars.
Of
this stuff. It's going to be, everything's going to be decentralized. And there's even a place called Decentraland.
Okay? I've heard that.
You've heard of Decentraland?
I think I've heard you talk about it, you crazy person.
Yes. Well, it's basically like the Oasis in Ready Player One. Uh-huh. You basically can access it through VR, or you can just access it like you do with VR chat, just on, you know, Steam or on your PC. And you basically are in this Decentraland world, aka the Oasis, and people are buying plots of land on the blockchain, so they're technically NFTs, and people are buying virtual real estate. That's another big part of NFTs. It's not just Top Shot pieces. It's not just artwork. It's not just CryptoPunks collectibles. It's fucking real estate that you own in this Decentraland world.
3T Sports should buy some. Set up our own online physical space.
they're very expensive. Like you could buy plots of land for the same amount of money.
All we need is one LeBron James no look three pointer, and then we're set.
I think I'm gonna keep that. I would keep that.
All right. Well, I'm in line. I've already jumped 10,000 places. I'm probably gonna be able to buy in the next. Fuck, I don't know. Probably in the next like 3 hours. I'll let you know.
All right, keep me updated. I'll send you once you have them. I'll send you my wallet so you can give them to me.
All right. What else we got? Anything?
I think that's well. I also had one other talking point. Look at me. I'm running this show.
That's fine.
What have you contributed, Andrew? What have you contributed?
Oh, I got the pick right.
And you're getting
Also Michigan. Oh, by the way, do you want to give an update on that game while we're here?
The Houston game.
Yeah.
Oregon State is closing in. It's 41-52. So okay. they're kind of making it close, and there's still 8 minutes left.
Okay. All right.
Last thing I wanted to talk about was Lil Nas X releasing
the
blood in the shoe that everyone getting mad at Nike because they thought that they teamed up with Nike to make said shoe, which is, you know, and a lot of athletes are Christian and they thank God for, you know, they always say God first. And so understandably, Nike got a lot of heat from not only consumers, but also the athletes sponsored by Nike because Lil Nas X dropped a shoe that was a Satan shoe and it had a drop of real blood in the sole.
To me, this is the epitome of the current information structure in the entire world. Like, it would take you 10 seconds to read something about this, but instead you just see his video and you get pissed off and you go to the internet. Like, what the fuck? Just read, people. That's all people have to do is just read. I get
well,
it. Nike.
I think Trevor Lawrence even tweeted something. He's like, he said, "Oh, SMH, you guys have gone too." I can't remember verbatim what he said, but he basically denounced it. He's like, this is fucked up.
I'm just saying, you see a music video and you don't look into it and you just start posting stuff. I don't know. I think
it's nothing to do with the music video. The music video is on its own. Where
he's wearing the shoes.
I don't know.
I thought
he
was.
No, okay, so I actually watched the music video today for the first time because I wanted to see what it was all about. He is not wearing the shoes.
Oh, I thought he was. I haven't seen the video. This is the second time I've heard about this today, and the way it was originally explained. Because I'm the same thing. I haven't seen this stuff, but I'm like, if I don't know.
Well, okay, so I'll straighten it out for you because I've watched the video. I've watched the music video, and I've researched what is going on with this shoe. So the music video is completely on its own. It's for one of his songs. I think Call Me By Your Name or Call Me By My Name. It's one of those fucking words. And he's basically, he goes to hell, Lil Nas X, in the music video and fucks Satan. Okay? It's actually really funny. And then he kills Satan and then takes his horns as like a crown. And then I guess become Satan. Anyway, that's completely different. But I guess he's kind of got a theme now, you know, a Satan theme. So he teamed up with not Nike, but another company to release these custom shoes, Satan shoes. I think, and only 666 editions were made, and they sold out in like minutes. Right, they were very, you know, there's only 666 of them. Obviously, there's a lot of
shoe collectors, I'm sure. Yeah,
yeah, there's a lot of sneakerheads out there that would want this in their collection. And apparently, it came with a drop of real blood, human blood, in the sole of the shoe. I don't know whose blood it was.
I also don't know. I can only assume it's the same person, though. They're giving their all for the shoe.
So the shoes are Nikes. They're Nike Air Maxes, okay? And everyone got mad because it didn't really, Nike wasn't like at the forefront saying, hey, we partnered with Lil Nas X and this other third party to make these shoes. But all the screenshots of the shoes had the Nike logo literally everywhere. You know, they had it on the on the sole. You know, they have it on the side. They have it on the tongue. They have it on the sole. It's a fucking Nike Air Max. So when you see someone selling Satan shoes and they have Nike logos all over them, then people jump to the conclusion that Nike was behind this,
Did Nike promotion. Make a statement?
So here's the thing. Nike's now suing Lil Nas X and this company because of all the backlash that they received. Because a spokesperson came out. I don't know if they can
sue him.
Okay, well, I thought about this too. And I think they can because it damages their brand.
Defamation.
And a lot of people are saying that you can soup up sports cars, you can soup up PCs. Once you buy the shoe, you can do whatever the fuck you want to them.
Yeah, you own it.
Like art, right? However, when you're talking about reselling it, if I bought Nike Air Maxes and put fucking the devil's logos and fucked them all up and put Pornhub's logo on there, for God's sake,
sure.
They're still my shoes, right? But then when I resell them and I still have the Nike logo on them, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It's everywhere. Then people would then assume that Nike is involved with the sale.
A lot of people do that. There are a lot of people who buy sneakers and then they like hydro dip them and they do like that sort of shit and then they resell them. And I mean, I'm sure there's been a couple of things in claims courts, like with Nike going, hey, don't sell our shit. But again, he ordered them. Lil Nas did, but
I mean, this literally goes against trademarks. So when you trademark something, you're basically saying, hey, you can't use this logo or this symbol to help whatever other product. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But I mean, if he paid the other company to make them, right, and then the company is the one who actually did it. Like, for example, think about online streaming services like that play sports and movies for free that you don't have to pay for. But there's a bunch of ads and stuff all over the pages, right? And it's kind of shitty. But you as a viewer can't really be hurt by that. Like, you're not going to get in trouble for that because it's available to you. So obviously the buyers of these shoes aren't in trouble. But I'm wondering.
Right, the buyer's not going to get in
trouble. Right. But I'm wondering, like, for Lil Nas, if how implicated he is in the sense that, because he didn't make them, he just paid.
Yes, he did. He made them. No, he made them.
He
partnered up with this third party to create a shoe.
I thought he just paid the company and the company made them and he's like, oh, these look great. And then he's wearing them and he's like, make the 666 or whatever.
No, he literally made 666 copies with this third party company. Hmm. Well, and they're literally marketed as the Lil Nas X plus whatever this third party company is. I forget their name. These are our
That's
shoes.
Actually also funny that like this Buy company them. Did this and we're like, we have no idea who they are either.
Some company that obviously is now making names for themselves by selling Satan shoes. And I mean, think they're
Nike
I think
should
they're
win
also,
the lawsuit.
I would imagine. I would hope so. Honestly, I would hope so as a small business owner, and obviously Nike's not a small business, but I as a small
indie
business
company.
Owner, I have trademarked several names, logos, and everything. I would hope Nike wins this because I don't want someone to take my logo and do whatever the fuck
put
they want
in
it. And then I don't care what it is, but that's the whole point of trademark laws, right? Like that's the whole point of a brand. And I mean, whether I'm not saying I support or don't support what Lil Nas X is doing.
Oh, I support Lil Nas X.
I'm a creative guy. I can understand the artistic, you know, purpose of doing what he's doing.
Go
but
crazy.
At the same time, I understand that Nike as a brand is already hurting because of this. And that's because the Nike logo is all over these shoes.
Can you, but now, interestingly enough, I mean, they're not sports shoes. They're not cleats. But I guarantee you next NFL season, OBJ or somebody is – no, seriously, somebody is going to get a pair of these custom made somehow. And they're going to wear them and it's going to come back up again. You mark my fucking words.
And they'll probably get fined by it.
Oh, absolutely. They will get fined for it. Absolutely. But I'm trying to think if there's a big NFL player who's like not a Christian who'd be like, I'll wear these. Give me the Satan cleats. Gotta be.
I don't know.
Kicker,
but
right?
But there also is now to just give the whole picture. There's also Jesus shoes too. So they made Jesus shoes.
What's in the soles of those?
I think sperm.
No, holy water. It's got to be holy water, right?
No, I think it's male ejaculation jizz.
But Nike's going to let those slides, right? They're going to be like, these are fine. Get the devil ones out. Oh, even better. Okay, LBJ will wear one like devil one on the left and an angel one on the right.
That actually, okay, there we go. That's actually kind of, that's a neat idea. That is a cool idea. And then he's like, actually, can we actually get human shit in the next pair?
Oh, good. Yeah, had to circle back to that.
Grapefruit.
Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde mohawk the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Time to hit the showers, 'cause bath server babies.